Now, at 8:21, listen to this for a story. A guided busway project near Manchester is being reviewed after one of the team visited Cambridge's infamous scheme. Richard Knowles, who's a professor of transport geography at Salford University, came to see how work was progressing back in July. He came away with concerns, and you may be saying, well, that's with no wonder, considering our project is delayed and millions over budget. Well, let's find out exactly what Richard thought about the scheme by having a chat with him this morning. Morning to Richards.
Morning.
So, Professor at Salford University, but are you involved in the process, the decision-making process with your scheme?
Yes, I'm also a member of the Integrated Transport Authority in Manchester, but any expenditure of public money on transport schemes needs to be justified. I have concerns following the visit to Cambridgeshire because, as you said, the project is well over budget and way behind time. The cost of any overrun is borne by the local council taxpayers, and that will be the same for Greater Manchester.
OK, well, we're assured by the council this end, Richard, that it won't be any further burden on us. It's, you know, it will be the contractor who pays, and there's a robust contract, robust a word which has been used very frequently, to make sure that that is the case. Do you buy it?
Well, I mean, that's a matter for the dispute between the contractor and the county council. The fact is, some of the developer contributions towards the Cambridgeshire scheme have not come forward, and the county council have already had to meet those costs. So it is well over what they expected to have to meet themselves already.
OK, what stage is your project at, and is it similar?
They haven't let the contract to build a scheme yet. It's a former railway line. It's a much shorter scheme than the Cambridgeshire one. I'm anxious to make sure that we learn the lessons from Cambridgeshire, which is why this review is ongoing by the officers of the Passenger Transport Executive, and they'll be reporting back as to whether it still represents value for money.
Were you in agreement with it when it was first bandied around, Richard?
Well, the idea is a good one, but guided busways have always been promoted on the basis that they're a lot quicker to build, a lot cheaper to build than light rail systems. But the Cambridgeshire example, you know, it's 10 years since the multimodal study recommended it. The budget at that time was half what it looks as though it's going to cost. And of course, it's well out of time. I mean, the contract was let in 2006, and we're now in 2010, it still isn't open.
Do you think there's something inherently wrong with guided buses? I mean, or something which is causing you concern, or do you think it's just the way that Cambridgeshire have gone about building one?
No, I think with any transport infrastructure project, there are always risks, and you estimate what the risks are before you decide to go ahead, and you hope that you've got those risk assessments right. And in Cambridgeshire's case, they clearly expected the guided busway to be open by now, and they didn't expect to have to find additional money from the council taxpayers in Cambridgeshire.
Do you think the council were taking too much of a risk doing this and have maybe made Cambridgeshire a bit of a guinea pig for other people to learn from?
Well, it is a guinea pig. It's the national project, if you like, trial project for guided busways, which is why the government put a huge amount of money, I think it was £87.5 million from the Department for Transport, because it is the pilot project for guided busways in Britain. So other guided busway schemes clearly want to see what happens in Cambridgeshire and learn the lessons.
And so your review has been forced by your experience here in Cambridge?
Well, I was already concerned about how long it was taking to build it, by the fact that the any overrun on costs would be met by the county council. And those are two risks that you hope that you've catered for, but in Cambridgeshire's case, clearly they underestimated both.
You're speaking to an audience of council taxpayers, Richard. If you were one, would you be happy with the way that your money's been spent over this project?
Well, I'd want a review of how it's taken so long to build it, and why the developer contributions, which are helping to fund it, haven't all been forthcoming.
OK, Richard, good to talk to you this morning. All the very best for yours.
Thank you.
Richard Knowles there, who's Professor of Transport Geography at Salford University, but also part of the Greater Manchester Integrated Transport Authority, who have called a review into their guided bus. They haven't signed a contractor yet, so it's still very early days for them, but the review has been forced on account of experiences here in Cambridgeshire with our guided bus.